This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I bear witness that there is none worthy worship besides Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Allah's messenger. I want to say to Ustad Amjad, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, brother. And because of you, I don't have to give a talk, because all that you said, I wanted to say, alhamdulillah. So what I will do, I'll give a few remarks. And my theme, if you would, is to milk this month of Ramadan. I mean, milk it. And when you say milk it, you mean get everything that you can from it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us so much. My other theme is, as the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam said, take advantage, khamsa qabla khamsin, five before five. Take advantage of these five things before five things. I just want to mention one in respect to this great month coming up in a couple of days. And it is hayataka qabla mautika. Take advantage of your life before your death. I am so blessed, and many of you may not understand and appreciate what I'm saying. Inshallah, this will be our 46th year of fasting. 46 years. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having guided me to Islam. Most of you were born Muslims, but I was one of the fortunate ones to accept Islam. I think I was 25 years old when I really accepted Islam and the follower of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and beginning to make the salat and the fasting and all of that. Never underestimate the fact that you are here fasting, some of you for the first time, some of you for years, multiple years. There, a man came to the Prophet, according to Abu Bakr, radiallahu an, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, ayun nas khair? Who is the best of people? He said, those with long life and good deeds. And then he said, who are the worst of people? He said, those with long life and bad deeds. Do you know the companion of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, who lived the longest? Anas ibn Malik, it said that he lived to be 103 years old. 103 years old. One of the tabi'in, Ata'ah ibn Abi Rabah, alhamdulillah, he performed 70 pilgrimages to Mecca. So this is a magnificent month. It's a month of opportunity. Don't blow it. I want to highlight something that the Prophet said, peace and blessing be upon him, with something unique about him. He said, Bu'ithu bi jawami'il kalam. I have been sent with comprehensive words. And sometimes people translate it with little words that have big meanings. Little words that have big meanings. And I'm telling you, Akil, I am a lover of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him. I became in love with him, and love him easily, more than all of humanity combined. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. So alhamdulillah, and being guided to this Islam, what you mean, Jawami'ul Kalam, comprehensive words. Ustad Amjad, he said this hadith, and I was puzzled by it for many years until I understand that the Prophet is sent with comprehensive words. He said, "Kul amali ibn Adam lahu ila siyam, fa'innahu li wa ana ajzi bihi." All of the deeds of the children of Adam is for himself, except fasting. Amjad, he mentioned it. Sheikh Amjad, he mentioned it. I'm gonna do it my way. You know, in 1978, when I was at Umm Quran University and studying under these great sheikhs and leaders, they told us a joke 46 years ago. And I understood it one way then, and now today I understand it more, after understanding that the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam was sent with Jawamul Kalam, comprehensive words. And the joke goes like this, not hadith, it's a joke. So there was a very pious young man. He was known for his piety all throughout the village, praying, standing in the masjid praying. And one day he was praying in the masjid, and there were people around him, and they were admiring him. Such a pious young man. And he heard them, and he couldn't help himself. As they was praising him for his salat, he turned around and said, "I'm fasting also." This is a hint of the issue. So the issue, and Sheikh Amjad, he alluded to it. See, when you're making salat, everybody know. They can look at you and tell. When you're making the pilgrimage, when you're fighting jihad, people can tell. But you know what? Fasting, nobody knows except Allah. You can be with someone, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your friends, around the imam, around the people in the masjid. You can be around them and you could seem like you're fasting. But who knows? Only Allah knows. I remember reading a hadith. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that, you know, every once in a while, the people in Jannah can see the people in the hellfire by Allah's permission. In one time, some of the Muslims will see someone in the hellfire that they recognize. رَبَّنَا إِخْوَانُنَا كَنُوا يُصَلُّونَ مَعَنَا وَيَصُومُونَ مَعَنَا وَتَحَجُّونَ مَعَنَا. Oh Allah, our brothers, they used to pray with us. You see those people in the masjid who you prayed together? They used to fast with us. You know the people who came out every day and they had iftar? And they prayed Salatul Taraweeh, and they made Hajj with us. I remember some of the people I made Hajj with a number of times. Allah blessed me to make pilgrimage 6 times. So the fact of the matter, so when they said that, Rabbana Ikhwanuna, so I'm saying to myself, I know what Allah is going to say. He's probably going to say, you don't know what they did during the ibadah or after the ibadah to erase the good that they did. In fact, that's another thing that I want to maybe spend a minute or two with, that all of the good that you get out of Shahr Ramadan, don't spoil it, don't destroy it, don't erase it. Because the Prophet والسلام, told us, he asked his companions, "Atadri ma muflis?" Do you know what a muflis is? And usually when you translate muflis, they say a poor person. But I think that's not the best definition. Maybe the best definition is a bankrupt person, because the bankrupt person gives the idea that they had wealth and they lost it. So this person will come on Yawm al-Qiyamah with siyam and salat and zakat. وَشَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا, and they cursed this person and they slandered this person, and أَكَلَ مَالِ هَذَا, and stole the wealth of this person, وَضَرَبَ هَذَا, and beat this person and shed the blood of that person. Allah will take their good deeds, like the month of Ramadan, the reward that you would get from the month of Ramadan, He will take it from you and put it on the people that you oppressed, you stole from, you backbited, you slandered. And then if you have no more good deeds left and you still haven't paid back, Allah will take the bad deeds of that person and throw them on that one and throw them in the hellfire. So here's a person, people that did the ibadah, but they lost it. So one of my messages today is that after Shahr Ramadan, you know, don't blow it, because you can erase it. So I'm saying to myself, listen, only Allah can put you in hellfire. Only Allah. So I'm anticipating what Allah is going to say. Rabbana ikhwanuna. Oh, brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, according to the Prophet alayhi salat wa salam, أخرجوا منها من عرفتم. Take out of hellfire those whom you recognize. That's how merciful Allah is. People who deserve punishment. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of our brotherhood, extend his mercy. So the best person, those with long life and big, a lot of deeds. Let me tell you about an interesting story that happened. There's a sister in our community named Rashida. Rashida was living in our community in Brooklyn, and she moved to Trenton, New Jersey. And may Allah bless her. Her mother, a non-Muslim, came to stay with her. So one day, Sister Rashida, she called me. She said, Imam Saraj, I have some good news. I said, Allahu Akbar, you got married? She said, no, but my mother took Shahada. You know how old her mother? 94 years old. She took Shahada. And she died within the next year. Alhamdulillah, for Allah guiding her to Islam. You know what guided her? Living with her daughter, watching her daughter as a Muslim, as an example. She took Shahada, and I went to Trenton and did her janazah. So long, long life and good deeds. And the worst person are those who have long life and bad deeds. Imagine people living long lives, never even accepted Islam, never guided to the right path. We seek refuge with Allah from that. So as Ustad mentioned about how the sheikhs look at this hadith, because it's like, you know, what are you saying? It's for me. It's just a way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala letting us know how great this deed is, this siyam is, how wonderful it is. And even one hadith, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, said all of the deeds of the children of Adam are multiplied from 10 times to 700 times. Ila siyam, ila saum, fa'innahu li wa ana azzi bihi. Same thing, except for siyam. You know, it's increased. Yeah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something special. Bi ghayri hisab. In this month of sabr. Bi ghayri hisab. No counting. There's not even an accounting of how much Allah is going to give us. Who you think you are not to fast in the month of Ramadan. You must be majnoon. You must be out of your mind. And then you want to do more. Let me tell you something about our relationship with Allah. You know what our relationship with Allah the Almighty is? It's called quid pro quo. It's transactional. Everything Allah asks us to do, he never asks us to do something unless he's going to reward us. That's the relationship. And he is so grateful, he's so generous. He gives us when we don't even merit it. But do it now while you're alive, while you can. Take advantage of your life before your death. And this is what Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, أَيَّوْمُ الْعَمُلُ وَلَا حِسَابُ وَغَدَانْ حِسَابُ وَلَا عَمُلُ. Today there are deeds and no accounting. But tomorrow there'll be accounting and no deeds. Can't fast when you die. It's over. So do this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, milk this Ramadan. I remember a man came to the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, and he wanted to learn about Islam. And the Prophet said, "Khamsa salawat, 5 prayers a day." And the man said, "Hal alayya ghayruhunna? Is there anything more than these 5 prayers?" "Qala la, illa an tatawwa." No, except what is extra. And then the Prophet alayhi salat wasalam said, "Sawmi shahru Ramadan fasting in the month of Ramadan, هل علي غيره؟ Is there more than this fast of Ramadan? قال لا إلا أن تطوع. No, so what is extra? And then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said الزكاة. هل علي غيرها؟ Is there anything more than the zakat? قال لا إلا أن تطوع. Except what is extra. And the man turned around and walked away and said, Wallahi, la azidu ala hadha wa la ankusu minhu. I swear by Allah, I will neither increase it nor decrease it. You know what the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam? Aflaha in sadaqa. He will be successful if he's telling the truth. I'm not asking you 1 or 2 days before Ramadan to just merely get by. Pass, but a big reward. Don't misunderstand me. Tremendous reward. But do more. And this is why the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he said, and this is interesting, right? Famous hadith. من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, seeking a reward from Allah with Iman, Allah will forgive their sins. I've come to the conclusion from reading hadith, reading Quran, reading hadith, and studying human beings. You know, Sir Isaac Newton said that I can calculate the movement of the stars, but not of the madness of man. I've come to the conclusion that we are sinners. More than you can ever imagine. We're sinners. So then he said, من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. Whoever stands in the month of Ramadan, you know, with Iman, seeking a reward, here go again, forgiveness of sin. And then, من قام ليلة القدر. Whoever stands in Laylatul Qadr. What? A different reward? Forgiveness of sins. We must be sinners. Let me tell you this in my conclusion. You know, Aisha radiallahu anha, she really, may Allah bless her, our mother, she taught me a great lesson. Really, she is, subhanAllah. We love her. And you know, she sees a part of the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, that we don't see. We see him up until he goes to his door. Abu Huraira goes into with him up until he goes into his door and he goes inside the home. But Aisha radiallahu anha, she's there. Antum shuhada Allah fil ard. The Prophet said, you are Allah's witnesses on earth. She said one night, the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, prayed so much that his feet begin to crack. And she asked a question that I would ask. You see, because we understand this relationship with Allah is transactional, right? We do things seeking a reward. Not that we carry a calculator and like everything we do, okay, let me see how much I'm going to get today. But we always have in our mind that we're going to get something. She said, Ya Rasulullah, لِمَا تَسْنُوا حَالَ وَقَدَ غَفْرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدْمَ بِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخْرَ. Messenger of Allah, why are you doing that? Why are you standing and praying all night like that? Your feet cracking. When Allah has already forgiven you your past sins and your future sins. You know what he said? عليه الصلاة والسلام, أَفَلَا كُنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ أَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful servant? And then I came to realize that the Prophet, peace and blessing be upon him, he got it made. He said that when I knock at the door of Jannah and the angel will say, Man anta? Qutu Muhammad. I'm Muhammad. And the angel will say, because of you, I have been commanded to let no one in Jannah before you. Highest place in Jannah. Why the Prophet doing that? He's not doing that, in my opinion, seeking more reward. It gets to become second nature. Let me give you an example, one example that I know of that I've always thought about. There was a man years ago who was thirsty, and he was in the desert, and he came to a well, and he went into the well and quenched his thirst. And when he came out of the well, he saw a dog was licking its tongue in the mud. And the man said, "This dog is suffering what I'm suffering from." And he took off his shoe, went down in the well, put water in the shoe, came back and gave water to the dog. And the Prophet ﷺ said three things about Allah. Shakr Allah lahu. Allah was thankful, grateful what that man did. Wa ghafara lahu. Allah forgave him. Wa adkhalahu jannah. And entered him to Jannah. I've come to this conclusion, Akil, in my conclusion. I came to this conclusion. That man didn't do it seeking a reward from Allah. It was his nature, his fitrah, that made him give water to that dog, and Allah gave him reward. So my brothers and sisters, Akil, you, your family, Usted, Amjad, Imam Siraj, all of us, let's milk this Ramadan, let's milk it and get everything that we can. I love you, man. Akil, did I ever told you I love you?
Yeah, you did. Now we love you too, Sheikh.
Okay, I love you. I'm saying it again. May Allah bless you. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.